Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk. And this one is, if it matters to them, it matters to you. It's the second chapter of John. There's a wedding. And the wedding's in Cana. And they run out of wine. But this was day three. Time to go home. I mean, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I mean, I've gone to weddings that have been fun and wild, but about hour three or four, I'm ready to go home. But this is day three. And Christ's mother comes to him and says, they've run out of wine. Now, why would this be a problem? Why wouldn't Christ say, just go home? What's the big deal? And I figured it out. If it matters to you, it matters to him. Do your teammates matter to you? Or is it just about you? Do you talk about your playing time? Do you talk about what happened to you? Do you talk about your numbers? Or do they really matter to you? Most people call me and talk about their playing time and their performance. But does it really matter to you what others do? That's the true sign of someone's spirituality. There was a auction in London, and it was for unbelievable art collection. And the man that owned this art, his wife died of disease, and his son died of a disease, same disease. The son was very young. And the man spent the rest of his life after his wife and son passed collecting art. And he finally passed away. And there was a huge auction that came from all around the world for the auction. The auctioneer came out and said, and the first thing we're going to auction off is a portrait of the son, the little boy that passed away. There was only one taker. One person made an offer. So he got that painting of that boy. Then the auctioneer said, in the rest of this art, according to this will and testament, all of it, the fortune, goes to the person who bought the portrait of that little boy, and the rest of it comes for free. Said, go up to the man that bought the art, bought the one portrait, said, what did you know that we didn't know? He said, I was the butler. I raised that little boy. I loved him. I'm not saying that fortunes come to you. I'm not saying it doesn't come to you. But wealth comes to you in so many different ways, joy and peace and fulfillment, when you focus on others. One of the best practices and performances I ever saw was Michael Vick, the day that Andy Reid's son passed away. He was incredible. It wasn't that he was trying harder. He had no consciousness. He wasn't overly aware of himself. He was just playing because he was thinking about Andy. He was thinking about Coach Reed. He was just throwing the ball. I never saw anything like it. Maybe your answer is to get your mind off you. You know, if you think low of yourself, that's, you know, depressed. But if you think high of yourself, that's, I guess, arrogance. If you think low of yourself, you're still thinking about yourself. Think of others. Encourage others. Have kind words for others. Make that your aim today. Because if it mattered to Christ, if it mattered to you, it mattered to Christ. Follow that model. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk.